This is the day the Lord has made. Psalm 18:24. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Every morning begins with a choice before the sun rises. Before our feet hit the floor, we are faced with the same decision David made in. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This isn't just a statement, it's a declaration of faith. David wasn't rejoicing because his circumstances were perfect. He was rejoicing because his God was faithful. When we wake up each morning and say, Father, thank you for this new day, we are acknowledging something profound, that life itself is not guaranteed. It's a gift. When we thank him for breathing life into us again, we declare, Lord, you are my source. You are my strength. My story belongs to you. We don't wake up by accident. We wake up on assignment. Before we do anything else, we give thanks. Gratitude keeps our hearts soft and our vision clear. Father, thank you for my children. Thank you for my grandchildren. Thank you for the ministries you've entrusted to us. Thank you for those you've raised up to give back just as they once received. Gratitude is more than good manners. It's a weapon against discouragement. When we thank God for what he's already done, we remind our hearts that he's not finished yet. Father, keep my heart pure, fill it with your love, your compassion, and your wisdom. That prayer itself is an act of surrender, saying, Lord, make me like you. This morning, in a simple moment of conversation, I asked, Lord, how are you doing today? It seemed like a casual question, but God used it to reveal something deeper. He spoke to my spirit, your feelings come from your lack of knowledge. It's not your fault. You simply don't know the end. But my word says that faith is the evidence of things not seen, the assurance of things hoped for. In other words, our emotions often rise and fall because we can't see what he sees. We react to what's visible while God operates in what's invisible. But faith bridges that gap. Faith says, I don't have to know how this turns out. I just need to know who holds the ending. Then the Lord gave me a vivid image. He said, imagine you and your family standing before a firing squad. What would you feel? Fear, tremendous fear, because you don't yet see the evidence of what you hope for. And what would you hope for in that moment? That they wouldn't shoot. Now apply faith if you already knew the outcome. If you knew they would not shoot, would your fear be the same? No, Lord, it wouldn't. I would stand in peace exactly. That's faith. They can't truly kill you. Do not fear those who kill the body but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10:28, that moment hit me like lightning. God was showing me that most of our fear is born out of uncertainty, out of not knowing the end of the story, but he does know the end. And if we trust him, our fear loses its power. When you know your life is in his hands, you can stand before any firing squad of circumstance and still have peace. That revelation changed my whole perspective. My emotions don't define my faith. My faith defines my emotions. I've realized that my feelings often come from not trusting God fully, not believing his word completely, not applying faith to what I already know is true. Faith isn't about seeing. It's about knowing who he is. For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Faith looks at the storm and says he's still in the boat. Faith looks at the mountain and says he made it. He can move it. Faith looks at death itself and says even this can't stop resurrection. So in Psalm 118 says, this is the day the Lord has made. It's not just talking about the calendar day. It's talking about this moment, this breath, this battle, this opportunity. God made this day for your victory, your peace, your transformation. You can rejoice in it, not because of how it looks, but because of who's in it. Father, thank you for this revelation. Thank you for teaching us that faith is not built on what we see, but on who you are when fear rises. Help us to remember that you already know the end. When doubt whispers, remind us that your word still stands. When emotions shake our hearts, anchor us again in your truth. We rejoice today, not because life is easy, but because you are faithful. We will be glad in this day, Lord, for this is the day that you have made, and we will trust you with every tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.